I received a letter from a student containing the following. Quote, a discussion was occasioned by the article in the Christian Science Journal, April 1918, by Mrs. Eddy, on life. In this article, Mrs. Eddy says, no change has been wrought when we say my friend has just died. That friend is saying in the full consciousness of existence, and with the same surroundings, I never died. It was but a dream I had, for life is going on with me the same as before. I am not spirit, yet I am as much flesh and bones as I ever was. The only change to me is I cannot communicate with my friends. And why? Because they do not understand me now. They call me spirit, but I am not. They say I died, but I did not. They do not know what I am, where I am, or what I am pursuing. I shall not be spirit until I lose all limits. They have lost their evidences of me through their personal senses because they have said I changed, I died. Their mistaken views of life have parted us. Their belief that life ended with me or took upon itself a new form has prevented their understanding the reality of my present existence. Hence, our separation through these opposite beliefs and our opposite conditions as the result thereof. Further communication between us is impossible until their belief changes through the footsteps that mine has done and become like mine. This change will be named death, but that is their belief of it, not ours who have rent the veil that hides the mystery of a moment. Yes, we shall know each other there. We shall love and be loved. We shall never lose our identity, but find it more and more in its order, beauty, and goodness. Close quote. The writer of the letter goes on to say that the gentleman with whom she had the discussion said that Mrs. Eddy never intended this to be printed. He argues, she says, that we are not conscious of the same material surroundings, same rugs, same books, same chairs, but if after the experience of death there is still need of these things, we would have a different creation. But to believe that we would still be sitting in a green chair in the same room would be to accept spiritualism. Now, this is a subject which we have gone into many times, not only in class, but in various association meetings, and is one that a student should be clear enough on to be able to answer any questions in regard thereto. Don't allow yourself to get into a panic or become doubtful every time some Christian Scientist makes statements which disagree with what you know to be true. Christian Science is not a matter of opinion. It is not a matter of speculation. It is a science. It is logical. And if one of the statements of Christian Science is true, all must be true. That is, if you take any fundamental truth in Christian Science and build up your conclusions and deductions on the basis of that statement, you cannot go wrong. The article on life by Mrs. Eddy, from which the above quotation was taken, was printed in the Journal of April 1918. The article is authentic, and whether or not Mrs. Eddy intended that it should appear in the journal is entirely beside the point. There are many things that Mrs. Eddy wrote which have not been printed, for many reasons. There are many things which Mrs. Eddy wrote which she did not want printed, because she did not feel that the world, or the field, was ready for them. Whether or not the article on life might be one of those articles, I do not know. But there is no question about the authenticity of the article, or the correctness of it. And because it might not agree with what someone thinks on the subject of death, is no good reason why its contents should not be considered as a correct guide for all Christian Scientists. Furthermore, Mrs. Eddy has said no more in that article on life concerning the phenomenon of death than she has said in many other places in her writings. And again, if what Mrs. Eddy says in the article on life is not correct, then Mrs. Eddy's teaching as to the mental nature of matter is not correct. As I have said before, science is not only scientific, but it is logical. And if one statement is true, there can be no mistake in the conclusions based upon that statement, even though our search takes us into the question of death. One cannot understand the truth about the condition of mortals after the experience called death until one understands what Christian Science teaches as to the mental nature of matter. If what Mrs. Eddy wrote on the subject of death in her article on life is not correct, then what she has given us as to the mental nature of matter is not correct, and we might as well quit and call it a day. There is no other conclusion to be reached than that outlined in life, if what she teaches as to matter is true. In Science and Health, we find the following, quote, "In the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be." So we read in Ecclesiastes. This text has been transformed into the popular proverb, "As a tree falls, so it must lie." "As man falleth asleep, so shall he awake. As death findeth mortal man, so shall he be after death, until probation and growth shall effect the needed change." Close quote. Now, that is perfectly plain, and in effect is exactly what Mrs. Eddy says in the article on life. In the Journal of June 1886, there appeared an article by Mrs. Eddy in part as follows. Quote, "In no subject is there more interest than in the future life, and religious believers and leaders are often asked about it. One inquirer phrases her question in this way: after the change called death takes place, do we meet our friends who have gone before? Or does life continue in thought only, as in a dream?" The following continues Mrs. Eddy's words. "Man is not annihilated, nor does he lose his identity by passing through the belief called death. After his momentary belief passes from the erring mortal mind, man finds himself still in a conscious state of existence. He learns that he has but passed through an extreme moment of mortal fear. To awaken with thoughts and being as material as before. Mental spiritualization is not attained by physical death, but by a conscious union with God. When we are on the same plane of conscious existence with those gone before, we shall be able to communicate with them and recognize them. When we have done our work here so well that it needs not to be done again, the death change increases our joys and our means of advancement." Close quote. In miscellaneous writings, in answer to the following question, "After the change called death takes place, do we meet those gone before, or does life continue in thought only as a dream?" Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Man is not annihilated, nor does he lose his identity by passing through the belief called death. After the momentary belief of dying passes from mortal mind, this mind is still in a conscious state of existence, and the individual has but passed through a moment of extreme mortal fear to awaken with thoughts and being as material as before. Science and Health clearly states that spiritualization of thought is not attained by the death of a body, but by a conscious union with God. When we shall have passed the ordeal called death, or destroyed this last enemy, and shall come upon the same plane of conscious existence with those gone before, then shall we be able to communicate with them and to recognize them. Close quote. In Science and Health, we find the following. Quote, "Mortals waken from the dream of death with bodies unseen by those who think that they bury the body." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy has said and written many other things bearing on this subject, but the above are sufficient for our present needs. I do not feel that I should have to take much time today on the discussion of this phase of our work, as it has been so thoroughly gone over many times, not only in our classwork, but in association meetings. But if there are those who are not clear as to the experience after death, then it would seem wise to go into the matter further.